Hey everyone, so who is getting 5 a.m. wakings no matter what you do? Do you feel like you've tried everything, earlier to bed, later to bed, naps, no naps, all kinds of different combinations, and you still get these 5 a.m. wakings no matter what you do? Well, today I have 5 tips for you, 5 things that you can try to overcome this problem. So number one, look at how much sleep your child's getting overall, day and night. Is it enough? You need to know what your child's sleep needs are. Depending on their age, where they are developmentally, will determine how much they need. So what sort of length of night sleep they should be getting. If the nights are disturbed, then that's going to impact, they're going to be a bit low on sleep. How many naps should they be having a day and of what length roughly, or how much overall daytime sleep would be ideal for them. When you know that, then you can determine whether they are, you know, getting plenty of sleep overall or whether they are actually lacking somewhere in sleep. That's really important. So know how much they need and then you can identify whether they are actually getting enough or not. Which brings me on to tip number two. Overtiredness is most likely to be the cause for these 5 a.m. wakings. So where could that overtiredness be coming from? That's your first investigation. Is my child overtired? If so, where, how, why? If it's napping, then let's address napping. If it's that they go to bed too late, then let's get them to bed earlier. If you check all of these things and you find that, nope, my child settles to bed beautifully at the same time every night, they're getting plenty of daytime sleep for their age and stage, you know that they're on par, so you know that sleep tank isn't empty or running low, but they still wake up, then it could be that they're overtired because they wake up 5 every day. So it could be that you're in a vicious cycle and that actually all the sleep is there, but the fact that they're waking at 5 a.m. every day is causing a continued level of overtiredness that you just can't quite overcome. So if that's the case, somewhere we need a top up. We need a top up and then hopefully we can push through and get at least 6 a.m. wake-ups. Number three for you, you need to form a plan or a strategy, something that can replenish that sleep tank. So if the sleep tank is low, you need a plan to get that back on track. And then you need to stick to that plan consistently for a good week at least, ideally more than a week. So for instance, if, for example, you decide that, my child's only 18 months and we've stopped napping, maybe that's why they're overtired, so we'll bring the nap back in. And perhaps you bring that nap back in, but they still wake at 5 a.m. Or something similar to that. You take action on it, you think you're doing something that should resolve the problem, but they still wake at 5 the next day. They will. And the next day, yep, quite possibly. And the day after, yeah, quite possibly. It needs to be at least a week of consistently implementing your new plan before you really can expect to see that 5 a.m. waking start to shift back. So don't be at a loss and don't worry. Don't think, oh, well, I've tried everything. Yeah, once for one night. Do you know what I mean? It needs to be consistent before you can actually rule out whether or not that was the problem or whether or not that's worked for you. Number four is to be sure your child can self-settle. If they are nodding off at bedtime, perhaps fine, sleeping fine, and then at 5 they just can't get back to sleep, then perhaps at bedtime they're falling asleep almost too easily. Maybe they're so tired that they're conking out rather than actively putting themselves to sleep, and therefore at 5 they have no idea how to get back to sleep. They don't know how to do it. So have a look at that and work out whether or not your child actually knows how to put themselves to sleep and back to sleep. It's so much harder at 5 in the morning to get back to sleep than it is to get to sleep at bedtime. And the same with naps as well. It's harder to settle for naps. So just home in on that one and see if their settling ability is there. And also, you don't want to be getting up before 6 a.m. So even if your child wakes at 5 or around there, the last thing you'll do is to start the day, because what you'll do is you'll further set that in into their body clock as their wake up time, and it will become a habit. They'll be tuned into that. So try to work on that resettling until at least 6. Pre-6, it's a night waking and it's still night time. Post 6 a.m. and you might want to just accept that and start the day. That's okay. But do work on that self-settling. It's often the cause, it's the problem. They do still want to go back to sleep at five. They just can't do it, and they might need your help. And then the fifth tip for you today on this, is it habitual? There could be a chance that it's actually just habit. And the way to know if it's habitual is, first of all, to rule out any overtiredness. If you're sure that there's no overtiredness there, you know your child is getting enough sleep all round, and you know there's no chance they could be overtired. They're getting enough at bedtime, at nighttime, they're getting enough in the day. You're sure that it's not that. Perhaps they're also waking at five, happy as can be, really chirpy, not at all irritable. They're not nodding off in the car late afternoon, for instance. You know, all these things you've checked to see that there's definitely no overtiredness there. There's no tiredness left over. Then it could be habitual. If that's the case, there is another way you can approach this. But please do not do this unless you are sure that it's habitual and not overtiredness. And what you can do there is what they call wake to sleep. So find, you know, work out that time that they are waking, and if it's habitual, it will be pretty much the same, almost spot on every morning. So let's say that's five. If it's 5 a.m, go in at sort of 4:15, 4:15, wake them, rouse them out of sleep very slightly, very gently, and then allow them to go back off to sleep. It will reset them into a new sleep cycle, and then hopefully they will push through that normal 5 a.m. waking, and that might just break the cycle you're stuck in. That solution is really effective if it is genuinely a habitual waking. Honestly, 9 times out of 10 it isn't. So that's there to keep up your sleeve if on the off chance that it is habitual. But there you go, 5 strategies for you, 5 tips on how you can overcome these 5 a.m. wakings that just won't shift. And if you need any more help, then do get in touch.